Welcome to Marilyn Solutions with Reverend Marilyn, the speaker for the new millennium. Join Marilyn as she talks with guests offering a wide range of talents and information. And now, here's Marilyn.
Welcome to Marilyn Solutions. I'm so glad you're joining me today. Our guest today is Henry Leo Bolduc, a leader in the field of regression and past lives. He has spent nearly 50 years in research and teaching his discoveries with others. First, I'd like to share that we have Crystal Voyage sponsoring us today. Visit Crystal Voyage, your metaphysical supply store at Freight House Square in Tacoma. You will find books, cards, gifts, crystals, jewelry, music, aromatherapy, and video rentals. Browse and buy your metaphysical things in this wonderful store filled with delightful ideas. Crystal Voyage is located at entrance number 2, 430 East 25th Street in Tacoma by the Tacoma Dome. Call 253-272-GEMS or 253-272-4367. Remember, this is a unique place for gift items for your friends or for yourself. Crystal Voyage at Freight House Square is the store to remember and to revisit for those special items. Come and enjoy the treasures found at Crystal Voyage. You will be glad you did. I want to remind you that we are also being sponsored by Olala Treatment Center and Evelyn Mulvey of Partners Counseling. It's a new year, a new beginning, a new life. Every day is a new day. Choose to invest in your happiness, short-term solution-focused. Personal and affordable counseling can help make this year the very best it can be. And when you focus on your strengths, you begin to take charge of your own growth and development in mind and body and spirit. For a partner on this path, you need to contact Evelyn Mulvey, a licensed clinical member of the American Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. Evelyn is available at Partners Counseling Service by calling 253-839-3642. Or send her a confidential email at evelynmulvey@hotmail.com and regain your peace of mind. I'm again pleased to introduce Henry Leo Bolduc, my teacher and friend. He has remarkable years of experience in the field of hypnotherapy. His international past life regression seminars and workshops have brought enlightenment, hope, and healing to thousands and have given him a reputation as a leader in ongoing research and practice of both traditional and innovative therapeutic techniques. The focus of Henry's work is healing the present by discovering and understanding past life experiences, bringing people to move into their potential by forgiving and transcending the past. He's the author of 5 books and numerous audio cassettes. In addition, Henry has written more than 300 articles published in professional journals, magazines, and newsletters. He's the recipient of a number of professional awards and is recognized as a fellow in clinical hypnotherapy by the National Board of Hypnotherapists. I met Henry in Seattle when he and Henry Reed taught a workshop called The Fourth Dimension, and he shared that there was an opportunity to attend his classes in Virginia, and one was coming up. He was taking deposits, and I found myself making plans to fly to Virginia, and the results were Henry's support for my becoming a member of the International Board of Regression Therapy. Today I see clients that wish regression and knowledge about their past lives, all because of Henry. I am so glad, Henry, you're here. This is just a real joy to have you on the air with me.
Well, thank you, Marilyn. That's quite a build-up.
Well, you deserve every bit of it.
Well, thank you.
And what our listeners are real interested in hearing what you have to say today, and I thought we might start off with how the book, The Search of Bridie Murphy by Maury Bernstein, changed your life.
Okay. Well, that's a great story. And the easy version is that my brother, we were very young at the time. I was like 15 years old. My brother purchased a used copy of that book, Maury Bernstein's book, The Search for Bridie Murphy. And he read it, and he said to me, he said, "You'll want to read this. This is a very interesting book." And so I read it. And as a young boy in high school at the time, we were also studying the scientific method. And somehow at that same time, my brain put those two things together, the wonderful experiment in past life work and wondering if I could apply the scientific method to see if this was really real if there really are past lives, as people relay these stories, these lives, or if it was just something else, and I wondered if it would pass the test of scrutiny.
Well, obviously it must have passed the test because you've been involved for a long, long time now.
Yes, it did, right.
Some people are fearful of regression, Henry. Is it dangerous to our well-being?
Well, in all of recorded history, and of course most of this work has been within the last 40 and 50 years, but in all of recorded history, I have never found one instance where past life work has hurt or bothered anybody in any way. Now, let me put a qualifier there. There was, in Virginia, a stage hypnotist about 10 years ago who was doing stage demonstrations at a college in Northern Virginia, and he started doing regression work as part of that stage demonstration. And I think one of his volunteers was was somewhat disoriented after the session, but that wasn't the fault of regression. That was the fault that the stage hypnotist never should have been doing that kind of advanced work on a stage. And so I think people made it very clear to him that this isn't something you play with, but it is something that is a valid study for research and for further understanding. And so it's a valuable tool, but the answer is no, there's not been any case. And even that one, which is the only one I've heard about, and I wasn't there, but I only heard about it from friends, even that, the person was fine, just a little disoriented after the session.
Well, that's a good thing to know, that we need to search out people that are qualified.
Yes.
And have had some experience with this. And I would be interested, who have been the influences, the people that have influenced your teaching and exploring in this area?
Okay. Well, I had always been interested in the work of Edgar Cayce from Virginia Beach. I know some people sometimes say Edgar Cayce, but it's really Edgar Cayce from Virginia Beach, and the wonderful work that he did starting in early 1900 and continued right up until his death in 1945. And that work has been the most helpful and beneficial for myself and my research, and also the work of Dr. Milton H. Erickson. Milton Erickson is considered the father of modern hypnotherapy, and he brought into the university setting, into the clinical setting, all of these questions that people had, he answered all of the misunderstandings about hypnosis and hypnotherapy. So those two men, I would say, have been the most helpful in my research and in my work.
Thank you, Henry. This is a call-in talk show, and I'm sure people have a lot of questions about this. This is one that kind of raises the eyebrows and a lot of skepticism or concern. And I'd like to share the phone numbers. In Pierce County, please call 253-584-1480. Pierce County, the number is 253-584-1480. In King County, toll-free, no number 1, just dial 253-804-5765 for your free phone call. 253-845-5765. We'd love to have you call in with your questions and concerns to Henry. He'll do his best to answer any comments you have to make. Okay, Henry, let's get back to, how do you see your work as spiritual?
I believe that all of the work that we do that helps people helps them in many ways, or should we say at many levels. I think when there's true healing accomplished, it has to affect them physically, in their physical body. It has to affect them mentally and in their mind, in their emotions, in their attitudes. It has to affect them at every level in order to be a true healing. And the work that we do with past life exploration is so helpful to people because of that very fact that they are helped at multi-levels. And the new word, I should say the current word that explains this concept, is called holistic healing, healing the whole person, not just patching up pieces of the person, but helping to heal the whole person in their entire life.
I'm so glad you said that, Henry, because as a counselor, I'm into holistic healing and realize how important that is for everybody to have that balance in their life. I'm curious. We talk about mysteries of the mind, but only a few people really get involved with that investigation. What can you tell us about accessing our soul's history?
Accessing our soul's what?
History.
Accessing our soul's history. Okay. First thing I should say, Marilyn, I can't hear you very well. If you could speak just a little louder, that would help.
Okay, I shall do that.
Thank you. Accessing our soul's history. Well, that's a big question.
Well, I got these things off of your material.
Okay, well, that's good. The premise is, now people who've studied the work of Edgar Cayce, the premise being that all souls came into being at the same time. At some ancient prehistoric point, all souls came into being. And so our work is studying the story of each soul in their experiences in the earth. And each soul has this wonderful story. Sometimes there's sadness, sometimes there's happiness, sometimes there are wars, there's peace, there are families, there are learnings, there are every single thing that you can imagine from the human adventure in the story of each person's experiences in the journey through what we call the earth. And so it's an amazing thing to do the work. And each person's records are somehow stored in or around that individual. We don't know yet, and that's why we're continuing this research. Where exactly are these records stored? Are they just in the brain? Probably not. Are they just in the mind? Probably not. They seem to be encoded within the DNA structure of each individual, and yet it's a nebulous kind of encoding, just as DNA was unknown 50 years ago, and now we understand it so much better. The same with these soul records. They're within each person, and we're learning more how to access these memories.
Well, that's really fascinating. We would like everybody to stay tuned and hear more from Henry. Remember our phone numbers, Tacoma, 253-584-1480, and King County, 253-804-5765. Stay tuned for the next section. Thank you. Welcome back to Maryland's Solutions. I would like to read a list of upcoming guests that are going to be on the air so that you can tune in next week also. We will have Sidney Kirkpatrick next week, who is the author of Edgar Cayce, An American Prophet. He has written a wonderful, wonderful book by going into the vaults of the Edgar Cayce Foundation, the ARE, and for the first being the first person to be exposed to that material, has brand new information to share with everybody. The following week, we will have two methamphetamine recovering people sharing their experience and hope for others who are looking for that. And in February, we have Dr. James Wanless, PhD, author of Way of the Great Oracle and his brilliant and revolutionary Voyager tarot deck of cards. And in February 13th, we will have Dr. Gladys McGarry, a holistic doctor from her clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona. She helps people return power and health to their lives spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. I want you to know, if you are willing to call me for counseling, my number is 253-584. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the station's number. If you want to call me for counseling, it's 253-845-4907, or email me at Marilyn, careofangelicasgifts.com. If you're interested in sponsoring this show, call the station at 253-584-1480. I'm just reminding you that Crystal Voyage is one of our sponsoring people today. over at Freight House Square. Join her in visiting all her wonderful metaphysical items available for your purchases. And remember, Olala Treatment Center in Olala, Washington is doing a terrific job with people in recovery and the family program, which is Alcoholism is a Family Disease, and they need treatment too. Evelyn Mulvey of Partners Counseling is available for your, if you need to reach her and regain your life and put it back in your responsibility and your life's hands so that you are being the best person you want to be in mind, body, and spirit. Call her at 253-839-3642. Now, Henry, we're going to get back with you. And I can't hear you. Are you
there? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. I was just waiting for the next sentence.
Okay, I'm glad you're still there. I was real curious. What senses produce these messages we're talking about?
excuse me. That one threw me.
Well, I know
which
when
senses?
I was taking your classes, there were things.
I understand.
Okay.
I'm just joking.
All right.
Well, I think most people, when they do this inner work, this inner spiritual work, going to their deep memories, most people seem to work from the visual mode. And the actual percentage is around 70% of all people are primarily visual. And even though their eyes are closed, they process information visually, like an inner movie or looking at pictures even though their eyes are closed. There's another percentage of people, about 20-25%, who don't see anything. They can close their eyes and they can't imagine or envision anything visually, but they have feelings. They work from feelings. And then there's a much smaller percentage who don't see necessarily or feel much at all, but they say that they hear like an inner voice, or their inner promptings give them information. And so then they relay that information aloud. And there's even a tiny, tiny percentage of people who work from the olfactory, which is the sense of smell, or the gustatory, the sense of taste. But most people, 70%, process information from a visual mode.
That's really interesting that actually all our senses are involved if we...
Yes. And there are some people who will say emphatically that they feel that they work just as well from the visual, auditory, kinesthetic, etc., that they feel that they work equally well from all of their sense modes, but the research has shown that the visual seems to be far more common than the other modes.
I can understand that. That's quite a bit of how it works with me, too. A lot of people are skeptical about this, Henry. Can we verify this life information is authentic?
Well, I think that skepticism of itself is a very, very good quality. I think skepticism only when it becomes closed-minded, becomes a detriment to the person, to anyone. But as long as a person is honestly skeptical, I think that's a very admirable quality. And I have been skeptical. It has been 40 years. This is my 40th year guiding past life regressions, and I will admit that the first decade I was overly skeptical. I really wondered where these stories were coming from. And then I found that the stories were always consistent with the individual with whom I was working. In other words, an individual over time never contradicted themselves, but rather they would build upon what they had already said in previous sessions. And I learned a great deal about this question because a lot of people say that it feels like they're making it up at first. Many, many people will say, you know, when we first started, I felt like I was just making up a story. But then they say very quickly that the story then begins to tell itself, as they somehow put aside their evaluating mind or their analytical mind, somehow the story then just begins to tell itself. And then at the end of the session, they say this amazing thing. I mean, literally hundreds, probably thousands of people have said this. After the session, though, they say, you know, if I was to make up a story, if I was to make up a past life, that's not what I would have made up. In other words, even though it seemed like imagination for the first few minutes, and I think the reason for that is that they've never done it before, so there's not been anything for them to compare it to. And so they say, well, it seems like a story or an imagination story at first, but the reality is that even decades later, these stories remain consistent. The people feel that they're real stories. No one has said to me that I know of, well, I think that was just all a makeup story that has no meaning, because what's interesting with these regression exercises, that the past lives that they process are always relevant to issues from their current life. Invariably, when a person does a past life regression, it always relates to something going on right now in their current life.
I think that's really true in my experience. It opened up a new door of understanding who I was and what I was about and my mission and how things came to be in my life to motivate a lot of my activities today.
Yes. And even in the past life regressions of myself, you know, where other people have guided me, they have been so rich and helpful for me to understand more of who and what I am. And so not only does this work help other people, but it's helped even myself in the process. So that's why I'm such a big advocate now. But it did take me about a decade until I really believed that this is honest information that people give. They're not just make-up stories. And if we were to make up a story, everybody would be, you know, like a famous king or a famous queen. And you know, that they were rich and beautiful and all of that. And yet, in all of my 40 years, I have not had one individual who was famous in a past life, although there have been some minor personalities through history, but nobody that I would say was a real famous personality, just like it is now in our own life. You know, how many of us right now in our own life are famous or encounter somebody who's famous? I mean, very few. And so there's a statistical relevance between the information that comes out in regressions and with the actual happenings within the real world.
That's fascinating for people to know, because so many wanted like to think that they were famous in the past somehow, give them a little esteem. How does that past hold the keys to unlock the future?
How does the past hold the keys to unlock the future?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we begin to see patterns. Let's say an individual would come in for past life regressions over a couple years or over a few years, say maybe once or twice a year for a few years, and in their sessions, there may always be connections with the ocean, let's say, with the seas. Well, it would be fairly probable that their future in the current life or even a future life might somehow be associated with the seas or with the oceans also, although it's not necessary that it has to be. But that would be an example of a pattern of lives. And it could also be other things, too. It could be a person who's had many, many lives in a religious community. Well, it might be very easy for them in their current life to also go into a religious community. Or a person who's had many lives where they've been married and had children, well, that pattern would probably follow through. At least the potential would be there. But we want to make it very clear that we don't always want to keep rerunning the same life over and over either. We want to make it very clear that even though there are potentials and patterns that we come into a life with, that the real growth and the real learning is in doing other things, too, not just doing what we've always done before.
Well, I found those things in the past and the things that we're adding to our repertoire of talents all come together in this lifetime, and so the past helps me to realize, okay, that's a part of the total.
Exactly, yes. Someone used a wonderful analogy, And they said, like, think of life and our many lives as a diamond. And when you move the light or you move the diamond, you can see the many different facets. And those different facets may be representational of a different life, and yet they're all part of the one ring. So we can see the oneness of the continuity of our lives, and yet there are the many facets or the many episodes or the many lives within that journey that we are taking through time.
Well, that is really fascinating. I want to remind our listeners that we have lines open for them to call, 253-584-1480 in Pierce County, and in King County, 253-804-5765. Henry, I'd like to know, like you to hang on there. It sounds like we're going to be coming back just shortly,
okay,
and we'll talk some more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Maryland Solutions. We are talking today with Henry Leo Boldick from Virginia, and who is an experienced person with past life regression. First, I'd like to remind people that we are sponsored by Crystal Voyage in Tacoma at Freight House Square. Drop in and see all her wonderful delights that you can purchase and use for your metaphysical needs. Also, Olalla Treatment Center is available in Olalla, Washington for recovery help, and the people of the family can also participate in the program there. Evelyn Mulvey is available for counseling at Partners Counseling in Federal Way. She's a licensed clinical member of the American Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. Evelyn is available by calling 253-839-3642 or send her a confidential email at Evelyn Mulvey, careofhotmail.com, and regain your peace of mind. If you are interested in reaching me for counseling, my number is 253-845-4907 or email me at Marilyn, careofangelicusgifts.com. If you wish to sponsor this show, please call the station KLAY 253-584-1480. I'd like to make a quick little announcement here, Henry, about Bob Grant. Rob Grant, you know who Rob is.
Yes, of course. He's a very nice man.
He's going to be appearing on our show in April. But
wonderful.
He'll be locally available for people to go and hear his lectures from his books, Are We Listening to the Angels? And The Place We Call Home, which is his newest book. He will be in Edmonds, Washington on February 24th. And his lecture will last from 9:30 to 4:30 in the office of the ARE Regional office up there in Edmonds. And if you are interested in attending his program, call 1-888-812-3386. That's a long distance call without a charge, or 425-673-4314. He will be answering such questions similar to what Henry and I are talking about. What is happening to the soul at the time of death? Where do souls go immediately after passing through God's other door? Other questions he will address are, what is the role of guardian angels in our daily life? And what kind of communications occur between the living and the dead? If you're interested in hearing Rob Grant's lectures in Edmonds, hope that you can attend and be there and enjoy. Henry,
Marilyn?
Yes.
If I could, while we're doing announcements, maybe this would be a good time to tell the listeners that I have retired as of the first of this year, the first of January. So
yes,
this is my 16th day of retirement.
Oh, congratulations!
Well, thank you. But I wanted to say that if anyone would like more information, they can go to my website, which is just simply my name. It's henryboldick.com, and I'll spell that for them. henryboldick.com. And there's a lot of free material that they can download on my website. I have removed all copyright restrictions from my published books, and they can download the entire books at no cost whatsoever, and they can utilize that material in any way that's helpful to them.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I did
have this as one of my questions.
I thought
this was so generous of you. So many authors are so guarded with their copyrights, and that you are so generous in offering this wonderful contribution for people to actually put into their lives or utilize and spread the word even more so.
Thank you. I believe that this is the most exciting and also the most productive work of our time. And that's why I want to make that material available to people, because I think this holds the key to understanding the story of humanity on the planet Earth. I think when we look back at our past and we realize the terrible things that we've done, all of us, and when we look back and we realize the wonderful things that we've done, all of us or each of us, we begin to understand that we're all connected with every other soul, and that we're not separate as it would seem, because our bodies are separate, but somehow at the soul level, we're all connected like drops of water in the ocean, and that this work helps us to understand our humanity and our connectedness with all other people everywhere. And so that's why I want to make it available, because I think it will help to heal the people and the souls on our planet, and that we will have a better understanding of who and what we are in relation to everyone else in God's great plan.
That's wonderful, Henry. Would you like to share some of the names of your books that are available on the Internet?
Well, okay. They can go to the Internet and find them, but I have really two websites,
mm-hmm.
and the one that I gave, henryboldouk.com, is connected to the other one, which is Creative Spirit.
Mm.
But if they go to either one, they're both linked. And on each website, there are two of my books that are still in print. One is Self-Hypnosis, and that's a book that gives people scripts that they can read into their own cassette recorder, and they can make their own self-hypnosis, self-help tape to work on different projects. There's 31 different scripts in there, and that's by far my best-selling book. Many, many thousands of copies have been published and sold, but now they can download it freely.
Well, what a wonderful opportunity for people to get information like that without having to go to their local bookstore.
Yes. And then the other one is called The Journey Within, and I wrote that about a decade or so ago, but that was about my first quarter-century guiding regressions, and so it was the explanation of the early years of what I learned, and I share all of that freely in the book. The other one is called Life Patterns, Soul Lessons and Forgiveness, and that's about doing past life exploration, and that's based on the last 15 years. And then the other book, which is completely different, is called Your Creative Voice, and that's a book where I encourage other people to get out and speak and teach and write and share their story with others. And I give very valuable ways that they can do that easily. But all four of those books are there free for them to download.
Well, it was your support that helped me to continue through and working with regression in my counseling, and even probably led me to being on the air today.
Well, that's great. That's good.
And you're encouraging us to get out and really make a difference.
I think sometimes people are afraid that others will laugh, and maybe a few decades ago that was so, but now because of people like Oprah and all of these other wonderful people, now it's okay to talk about these spiritual experiences. Now it's okay to share their story with others. Now people are really eager and thirsting for wisdom and for understanding, and we build a better world not by just keeping everything in, but by sharing our learning and our discoveries with others, and then it helps them, because then they don't have to start from the very bottom. They can start at a higher level based on what they learned from other people's experiences.
Well, that's good to know. You mentioned forgiveness. How does forgiveness fit into all of this?
Well, I think the key to all of this work, all of the spiritual work, all of the work with hypnotherapy, with past life exploration, past life therapy, I think the key is forgiveness. As we do the exercises, as we go and we study our past lives, we re-experience them, we realize that there's always opportunities to forgive other people from that life, but more important, to forgive ourselves for the things that we've done to others. And as we learn forgiveness, and as we're able to forgive others, and they in turn can forgive us, that's how we heal the past. You know, we don't just say, okay, I'm going to do a regression exercise, and then everything's going to be healed, and everything will be perfect. Of course not. The regression exercise lets people know the areas that they still need to work on, where there's still healing that's important to be done, and forgiveness is the key to all of that. As we forgive ourselves and others, then we become a more whole and happy and healed person.
I agree that that's a real important part of this. I was wanting you to define wisdom. You had an interesting definition in your material.
Maybe you better read it, because I don't have that in front of me.
I don't have it with me right now. But
okay, I'm just speaking extemporaneously here. And so I think there's a lot of good definitions for wisdom. But the one I would say today is that wisdom is the accumulated experiences of our past that we can apply to help us in our present and to build a better future.
Well, that's excellent. What are the three reasons people go for regression?
Well, in the past, people came for past life regression more to heal problems. You know, they read Dr. Brian Weiss's books, and he's a wonderful author and a wonderful man, on regression therapy, and say maybe they had a fear of snakes, and so they would come in for a regression to find the origin of that fear of snakes, as an example. And so many people in the early decades came in to try to heal or to help to heal problems. But I think now, in these last few years, there's been an entirely new focus, which is much more comprehensive and, I believe, much more valuable to people, which is not just dealing with their problems, healing the problems of their past, but to have regression sessions to discover the positive qualities of their past lives. Everybody has had talents and gifts and abilities from other lives that sometimes are just dormant in their unconscious. And these regressions now, with a focus on the positive qualities of the past, can help them to reopen these wonderful gifts that are just waiting there in their soul, that are just waiting there in their unconscious to come forward again. And sometimes these gifts can be things like a gift for music, or a gift for art, or a gift for patience, or a gift to help other people, as in nursing, or things like that. You know, they don't have to be gifts like a Christmas present. They're gifts of the soul or of the spirit. And people now are having regression exercises to open up the good qualities of their past, whereas before it was almost 90%, 95% just dealing with helping to heal their problems.
Well, that's fascinating. We want to remind people to call in with their questions, 253-584-1480 in Pierce County, King County, 253-804-5765. We're having a wonderful discussion with Henry Bulldog today. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Maryland Solutions. We're having a really enlightening discussion with Henry Bulldog from Virginia. And his information is not usually shared on the radio, and this is a real first for me. I'm just real glad everybody's here listening today. I want to remind people that Crystal's Voyage is in Freight House Square, and please enjoy her wonderful metaphysical supply store with books, cards, gifts, crystals, jewelry, music, aromatherapy, and video rentals. She's at Freight House Square at entrance number 2 in Tacoma by the Tacoma Dome. Her phone number is 253-272-GEMS, 253-272-4367. Also, I want you to be aware of Alala Treatment Center is sponsoring this show, and if you know of somebody in your family or a friend that needs help, call 253-857-6201. Evelyn Mulvey of Partners Counseling Services wants you to improve your year. If you choose to give her a call, this will help you to take charge of your own growth and development in mind, body, and spirit. For a partner on this path, you need to contact Evelyn Mulvey, a licensed clinical member of the American Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. Evelyn is available at Partners Counseling Services by calling 253-839-3642. She'll be glad you did. I want to remind people I'm available for counseling at 253-845-4907. Or you can sponsor this show by calling the station at 253-584-1480. And an additional reminder that Rob Grant, who is a wonderful lecturer and author, I have enjoyed his programs, and I stayed magnetized to the seat. It was just like I didn't want to get up and leave. He's so full of information and has a lot to say about Edgar Cayce besides the books he's written. His books, Are We Listening to the Angels? And A Place We Call Home, will be his topics in Edmonds on February 24th at 9:30 till 4:30 in the Edmonds ARE office. Call 1-888-812-3386 for a reservation for that lecture. And he will be appearing on this show in April, and you can hear him here on the air also. So we want everybody to come back and join Henry. We have just been learning so much from him today. I want to ask him, why is our soul's memory our true wisdom?
Well, let's hope that it is. And I think each person's true wisdom is really the lessons and the learnings that they have gone through. You know, we can't do healing for somebody else. They have to do that healing. We can't necessarily breathe for somebody else. You know, they have to do that breathing. We can't really eat for somebody else. They have to do that and digest it, et cetera, et cetera. So each soul, each person has to go through their own lessons and their own learning. And I think even the people listening to us today, maybe somebody right now in your car driving on the road, or somebody at home, or somebody at work, and maybe you feel that life doesn't make much sense, that you feel like, you know, there's just too many problems and not enough happiness, or whatever it is, that this work brings a new ray of hope into our lives. Because our research has shown that we really do have more than one life. And it is pretty phenomenal that we have one life. And I think it's just as phenomenal that we may have two lives or three lives or more. But in these learnings, we develop our experiences, and our experiences build on our wisdom. And our wisdom, in reality, is what then helps us to understand who and what we are, and to build a better and a happier life. So many people think that they're the victim of fate, or the victim of other people's cruelty or other people's greed or whatever. And as we do this work, we come to find out that each of us is responsible for the life that we are living. And this is so true, but yet it's so difficult for some people to understand because they would rather blame others. You know, it's easy to blame the government or blame the police or blame whatever, blame their spouse or blame their kids or blame the dog, whereas in truth, we are the one responsible and we are creating the life that we're living. And once a person comes to that understanding, then they can start taking the steps to building a happier and a healthier life.
I think that is so wise of you to say that, Henry. I found that to be exactly right in my situation. It has given me a lot of insight into who I am, more than I would have had otherwise. When I went to your classes, we did a lot of past life regressions on each other. And I found out a lot of information about myself I found very fascinating, but also pieces of the puzzle that I didn't understand before.
Yes.
And I thought that was just amazing for me that I could find that information out today. What do you mean when you say that regression work is a process rather than a product?
Okay.
I got all these out of your material. So
okay. All right. Well, it's a good question. Sometimes we think that if we just do something one time, that then our world will forever be changed. And there are some things, there are some events where that does happen, of course. But normally speaking, life is a building process. And even people who study it in education, my wife has her master's in education, and so we share a lot of information together. And people learn. And we've been told this, I'm sure you probably know, as many of the listeners, we learn in a plateau kind of situation where we learn a great deal, we level off and we assimilate what we learned, then we rise up to a higher level and learn more, we level off, we assimilate that. This is part of the growth of life, and that it's not just doing one hypnosis session or one regression session. Although they are very beneficial, each of them, but if a person has the opportunity to do a few regressions over a few years, you know, maybe once or twice a year, over a few years, they'll begin to see that larger picture. I call it the tapestry of their soul. And that larger picture has much more information than just one or two sessions. And that we learn and grow over time, but we have to assimilate what we've learned. Sometimes people think, well, this is so wonderful. I'm going to have a regression a week for a month. That's not as beneficial, I believe, as having maybe two or three a year, but over a few years, and to give that person time to assimilate the lessons and the learnings, the opportunities, the talents, the skills, everything that came from the session, to assimilate it, though, before they do another one right off, you know, a few days later.
Oh, I think that's terrific. I was at a study group last night when we talked about patience.
Yes.
It isn't all going to happen at once.
I know. That's one of the great themes of Casey's work. Many, many times he told people, just be kind and patient. And one lady who knew Mr. Casey said she thought that sentence encapsulates all of the wisdom from the Casey material. Now, of course, there were thousands of readings, and there was a vast wealth of material that he gave over 43 years of his life. But the lady said that she thought that one sentence explained Casey's work better than anything else she had heard, just being kind and patient.
Oh, that's interesting. What is the function in regression therapy as far as IBRT when it was established?
Okay, well, first we better tell the listeners what IBRT stands for.
Right.
There is now, it's been functioning for about 4 or 5 years, but there is now an international board for regression therapy. And this board is an independent, nonprofit, accrediting board of examiners for professional past life therapists and researchers. And I can even give you their, what would be best, the website or a phone number?
I can be found on their website. Why don't you do that?
Okay. They have a website, which is www. And then their initials, IBRT. But I want to make it clear that it's capital I, capital B, capital R, capital T. That the IBRT, different than a lot of websites, is all capital. And then it goes back normal.org, O-R-G.
Thank you. People can contact that website and get people that are qualified to do this work.
Exactly. And even if some of the listeners would be interested someday to go into this profession, it's been a very wonderful and rewarding and healing profession for me. And I should make it clear that I'm not retiring because of any other reason than just that I've been traveling on the road for 40 years and I just need a rest. But I love the work.
You deserve a rest.
Thank
I want
you.
To remind our listeners that next week is Sydney Kirkpatrick from Pasadena, author of Edgar Casey, An American Prophet, a program I'm sure you'll enjoy. And we will talk to you next week. Tune in next Wednesday at noon. Thank you.
Okay.
You've been listening to Maryland Solutions. Listen again next week for another informative show with guests from coast to coast. For a copy of today's program or a copy of her new book, Roses Have Thorns, and videotapes on empowerment and spiritual tools for healing domestic violence, write to KLAY in care of Maryland Solutions, 10025 Lakewood Drive Southwest, Tacoma, Washington, 98499. Or visit her website at Maryland@angelicasgifts.com.
Many people are looking for a new direction and a lift in spirit. Hello, I'm Reverend Marilyn, a counselor, teacher for over 30 years, and a spiritual advisor for addictions, codependency, domestic violence, past lives, and holistic healing. Join me every Wednesday at noon for Marilyn's Solutions, a program sure to be of interest to everyone. We will talk with guests from coast to coast, offering a wide range of talents and information. That's Marilyn's Solutions, Wednesdays at noon on your news and information station, KLAY 1180.